officers and men of the 2nd Battalion. Your turn has come. You're going out now to take your places shoulder to shoulder with the finest breed of men the old country has produced. There, I'm not going to make a long speech. Just let me say this. You're going out with the full knowledge that victory, grand, glorious victory, is within our reach. Goodbye and good luck, my lads. And remember, it's straight ahead to victory.
3 cheers for my general!
Well, this is the earliest surviving example of audio drama produced in the United Kingdom. A good 5-6 years before the BBC was doing radio drama. And I thought, since this was clearly used for propagandist purposes, there must be more of them. So I endeavoured over a number of years to try and find collections, second-hand repositories of 78 recordings, which are enormously unfashionable. There isn't a huge market for it. There aren't second-hand shops. They have not generally survived very well. They're fragile, they break. And I believe they were made by artists from music hall, writers, people involved in the record industry. I think they would have been inspired and directed by the propaganda effort, which up until 1918 was largely a privatised, voluntary, patriotic consensus process. There was a War Aims Committee, but it's quite difficult to understand now the extent to which there was a huge commitment to Great Britain and the Empire.
Are you afraid?
Well, I'm blown. Afraid? What, me? Why, I'd enlist now if there was a recruiting officer here.
Hi, Sergeant. Here's another 80 for you.
That's right, boys. Who's for it now?
This young lady asked me if I was afraid to go. If you can guarantee me killing 10 Germans, I'm with you.
Good. Well, you'll get your chance. We'll reserve the blooming Kaiser for you, if you like. Sign here. There's your shilling. Now, don't you feel a man, eh? Able to look the whole world in the face, eh? Now then, boys, who else?
Well, what have you got to say now?
Oh, I'm off to London.
Had quite enough of this peaceful town, eh?
Yes, I'm an aeroplane engineer, and I'm going to offer my services to the government if they'll accept them. And I won't rest till I've perfected a machine which will give the Germans 10 times more hell than they've given us today.
It sounds wooden to us now, but you're actually getting a sophisticated combination of writing, propagandist objective, almost the science of propaganda, and all the artists who can contribute to that, giving their best.
I don't know with this war, I don't, or any war at all. I got my job, my wife, and my kids to see after. I'll fight when the time comes.
Oh, you will you? You're the man who'd let the Germans land here and then stand by and see and burn your house down. Talk to your wife and kids and...
Touch my wife and kids? I'd like to see them. I'd put it across...